Hello, hello, and what the fuck is up, our chaotic baddies and daddies? I'm Maddie.
I'm Erin.
I'm Nicole.
And we are joined by the lovely Lauren Beeson.
Hi.
So she is a radiologic technologist and published author. And in case you were just as confused as me, don't worry, I got you, bays. I Googled it. Because I had no idea what the fuck it was. So basically, it's just x-rays and other diagnostic imaging exams.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes,
good, you got shout it. Shout out Google. Anyways, there is currently 8 published books plus a novella out in the world. So The Art of Loving Ellie is her debut. And Let's Get Naughty actually landed her on the U.S. Today's best-selling author list. Congrats.
Thank you.
Releasing March 25th, More Than Promises is book one in a brand new series titled Magnolia Creek. Yes. Now, it's still with ARC readers, so we only have a few reviews out right now. I think when I checked, there was like 20 reviews. But that being said, it has a 4.80 rating on Goodreads. That is awesome.
Three more 5 stars. So
yes. And I literally put, it's with currently still with ARC readers, us included. But yes. I already rated it. I just got to post my review.
Probably by the time we've released the episode, you should be able to find it on KU.
Yes. Yeah.
KU?
Yeah.
Signed paperbacks on my website. The paperbacks will be available on Amazon.
And the stickers!
And the stickers!
Fucking stickers!
And art print.
Yes.
That's not safe for work kind.
Definitely. No, it's not.
The best kind. All right. So, trope list for this book. We got Marriage of Convenience, Fake Engagement, Small Town, Billionaire, Forced Proximity, Slow Burn, because ma'am made us wait for that dick.
I think we were at 70%, ma'am.
Yeah.
And there was a single peen. Singular. Peen.
Okay, but before that, we have the chasing, which is a little...
Okay,
an orgasm. Okay, there's an orgasm.
Okay. Yes. Don't worry, I'm not done with my tropes yet.
Okay.
So we got a little grumpy sunshine. He's not a total grump. He's like a growly grump.
He's a cinnamon roll.
He's a grump in denial.
Grump in denial. I like that. And then we had a little bit of a port wine stained birthmark wrap.
Yes.
I love that. We will be talking about that in a second.
Okay.
I think I got all of them. Ladies, did I miss any? I think I got the big ticket ones.
Yeah. It's got some Beauty and the Beast themes.
Yes, I love that.
It was giving.
Yeah, especially like
with the butler and Danica.
Yeah.
With
his pop. Yes.
I loved it.
So before we dive in.
I love that I caught none of that until now. So
really?
So just like, before we dive into anything else, I want to put this blurb out there. It's also important to note that while this is not a dark romance, there are some topics and situations that may be triggering to some, so please check those trigger and content warnings. Okay, now I'm done. Hi, Lauren. Let's chat.
Hi. Some darker themes, darker elements. Is that how we say
bullying.
That?
But it,
yeah. Yeah, there was bullying. The bullying was the reference one that I was thinking of with Wade.
Yeah. I really think you summed that up nicely, Maddie, when you were like, I just want to hit Wade with a baseball bat and a kneecaps. Yeah. And I was like, yes, I would agree.
Sounds all right.
Oh, yeah. Total fucking baseball bat right to the shins.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Not bust out those kneecaps and not feel an ounce of remorse.
No.
Okay.
It felt nice when he was in the mini mart and grabbed him and just like slowly like...
I saw what you did with the boyfriend and I didn't buy it, you sneaky little bitch. I didn't buy it. I still hated him. you tried
people
to make
are
him
either gonna go for it or they're not, like I don't know. No. how spoilery
oh, this is 100% spoilers.
Oh, yes.
Spoilers.
Okay.
Yeah,
all day every day. All
yes right. we warn everyone that this is also, a spoiler.
If you have not read the book, go read the book. They're spoilers.
And then come back.
Yes.
And then come back. But no, I saw what you were doing with Wade and trying to make him like human, and I still wanted to bash him in the kneecap. So I appreciate the effort. It failed for me.
Honestly, that was me with that bullshit.
We spent 90% of the book hating him. We're going to spend 100% of the book hating him.
Will we get more of Wade in the rest of the series?
No, absolutely not.
Thank God.
Okay, good.
I didn't want a DNF. That was even a shock to my editor. What'd you say?
I said I didn't want a DNF, and I was like, I'm just kidding.
Shut your mouth.
Listen, yeah. If you were going to tell me that Sam was getting a book, I'd be like, not even reading it.
Why? No.
Fuck yourself.
Big Betsy. Oh, no, I did not assume they were getting a book. Just like, no. Are they still like going to be around?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we know Sam is in the family. We know there's extra family members. So I'm not going to say that there's not ever going to be a chance for something to crop up, but it won't be like he's not going to get a redemption arc or like his own
book. Good, because I will ride on that motherfucking hill that I'm going to hit him with my car.
Further put into his place and like belittled and stepped on and maybe hit in the kneecaps?
Maybe I need to write another extra bonus scene just for that.
Run out of town.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
We're okay with that. For the triple shot girlies. Here's your scene.
Yeah, exactly.
As requested. That's all you need to put. For the triple shot. Yeah. As requested.
I guess. That's all we were missing. Just a.
Try it at home.
Okay. But speaking of Wade.
Yes.
I do appreciate that she took the moral high ground.
I know, right?
However, I hated that bitch.
I know.
Moral high ground. I just wanted her to tear into him.
To be completely honest, moral high ground? That was like all me. Like I said, like it completely took my editor by surprise too. Like she was like, what the fuck? But she loved it. Like she was like, I didn't see it, but like I can't, like, wow. You know, and I was just like, honestly, this fit Molly's personality and her growth, her arc so much. I could not do it. Like it was like,
I know, but a little like snide remark would have been fine.
I know.
Just one little quip. Just
I know, and I love when she's like, when he was like, yeah, you look like you're going to tear into me. She's like, yeah, that was pretty much the plan.
Okay, but like also the internal dialogue between them two was not annoying. Like, what? Like, but like the internal dialogue. So when they're like, when she's going through this scene with Wade, you know, she's having like her internal dialogue with herself. And I was like, I am her and she is me.
Yeah.
What is happening? I was like, her internal dialogue is my internal dialogue. This isn't even annoying. I like her as a person.
Aww.
You didn't like her before?
No, I did. No, I did. Moment? I'm just stating like as a general overarching, like even Rowan's like internal dialogue. I was like, we are one.
We are one.
Kumbaya, my lord.
What? Maddie, what have you been? What you been doing before you got on?
Yeah, well, really tired. I will admit, you almost got me to cry.
Did I really? Oh my gosh!
Oh, I wasn't even close.
Maddie,
fuck almost. You should know, I'm heartless. I started my period today, so I'm a little extra emotional. A little extra hormonal.
That's what it was.
Which scene was it?
It was the flower shop scene when he was like touching her face.
I know. Oh my god!
And I was like, and he's like, "You're beautiful, and you're beautiful."
Speaking of, where did you get the birthmark representation idea from? Because I have never read a book like that.
Yeah. So I honestly, it really, really, truly just came to me. But I was bullied a lot when I was younger and through like my teens and stuff in the same way, and like this is just an extra, I guess, but like, you know how she mentions being pantsed in front of the whole school? Like that definitely happened to me. Like in front of the whole cafeteria in high school, like it was awful.
And you're like, now I'm a published author, bitch, suck it.
I
found a way to like, I guess, just channel it differently. Like the Fort Weinstein felt like, I was like, I can give some representation to these people. Like I went to school with, you know, a few people who had birthmarks like that on their face. And when I researched it and stuff, I was like, man, like this is probably really a struggle for them. And it was just also just a way, I guess, like, I don't know their true struggle. Like I could never, because I don't, you know, I don't have that myself. but it was a way for me to like empathize and sympathize with, you know, that
well,
kind of.
Well, I will say the way it was done, I actually went back and checked your profile and I'm like, she doesn't actually have this.
Unless I'm covering it up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You got that makeup on. Gonna take you swimming on the first date.
Right, right. No, like I actually looked up a lot of people who do like do the like tattoo makeup and it's really like you can't see it hardly at all anymore. Like, well, with the, how good makeup is nowadays, you know, back then. Right.
Ain't that true? I love the way that I love the way that reveal came about too, because I definitely thought it was going to be like the swimming pool scene.
They just stumbled
upon it, and then it was like very intentional the way she ends up being like, this is me, I have to show you this now, and it was on her terms, like not entirely, but like almost. Yeah.
It wasn't like it wasn't accidental reveal. It was more of a she was taking control of the situation reveal, and I love that because that was and like you said, that was just a true testament of her
and
character.
And what was more like heartwarming was that he provides that for her. Like you can do this. You got this.
That was
I love that man.
That was my that one moment where I. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I thought people were gonna like. Come for me with pitchforks about the him stealing her makeup thing. Like,
I'm so that's what I was just about to say.
I'm still kind of
that was
for
the
it.
One
like,
time that I wouldn't wanted to punch him in the throat because he forced that on her. But I do think like it does play out, and the fact that even he's like, well, you wouldn't have done it if I didn't just straight up steal it, and you're like, okay, you're not wrong.
And he also took the moment where she wasn't going to be around people that
traumatized
her.
Yes.
So have you ever thought about writing a dark romance?
There were moments.
Rowan was borderline.
Yes, he was.
He was treading that fucking line, and I was like, if she just would have done a little like,
oh, dude. You have no idea. The makeup scene, like, I had to rewrite it, I think, twice because it was too dark. Like, at first, it was really fucking, like...
Do you still have that? So that we could...
can you, like, email that to me? Because I want to see it.
I don't think you want to punch him in the face, but I sure will.
Oh, no, ma'am. We love the men that we want to punch in the face.
Right. So it actually was a lot rougher and tougher and, like... But... I ended up sending it to a few like trusted people and they gave me honest feedback. They were like, I love this. I am salivating for this, but I feel that your reader base is going to be very upset with you.
So I was looking at some of your previous books and I was like, this is definitely a lot darker than some of the other stuff. It looks like she's written.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, that's why I went billionaire because I can toe that line and I do love it. So, like, Erin's a huge fan of my Betting Blind, and I love her for that. But, I got to be a little darker with that than I've kind
Speaking of, I actually wrote down your other two series. We got Topeka Bay and Betting on Love. So those are the other two series that are out now. I think Topeka is a 3 and Betting is 4, right?
Betting is 3. Betting on Love cannot be read out of order, but the Topeka Bay ones can.
Okay. So, in case you were curious, those are her other two series that she has. And then this will be number 3.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, so you're good. I do like to, like, write a little bit darker. So, that's, again, why I chose Billionaires, because I was like, I can go.
You should do a pen name, unless, like... Not saying that your name isn't a pen name, if it is, but you should do like another pen name and do like explore your little darker romance.
Yeah,
side.
I really want to. I'm actually a PNR girly. Like, I don't know if you guys know that, but
wait, a what?
Fires, PNR, like a paranormal romance.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I was.
You're good.
No, vampire or werewolf?
Huh?
Vampires or werewolves?
Vampire, baby.
So, you can like, come back whenever you want.
I've always wanted to write, like, vampire romance, and I'm just like, oh my god, I don't know. I really like what I do write, so.
Dark
I
do it. Vampire romance.
Just do it.
So do you have one that you're working on? Do you have one? You've got one.
No.
Like a doc?
No.
You've got a doc. Don't lie to me.
You don't have a document somewhere that you just go just for shits and giggles just to play around with?
Listen, I have ADHD like to the extreme. So well, like
same.
Welcome to the group.
As I have four notebooks sitting around me.
Oh girl, you don't even want to see my notebooks. I have like a whole school stack.
Yes, shut the fuck up. I am an office supplies girly hoarder too.
Oh my god.
Give me all the pens and notebooks.
I get an absolute boner when I walk through the office. Yes. Like, it's inappropriate. Like, people have their first eye.
Love
like,
ma'am.
What's wrong with her?
Ma'am, can we go book and pen shopping?
Yes.
I'm dead.
Oh my god.
I love you.
I love this.
So there is no vampire dark romance in the works.
Listen, if I give myself an inch, I'm going to take a mile, right? I am all in or all the fuck out. That is who I am as a person. So I try to keep my focus on what it is. If I were to like squirrel off into other documents, like I would never get anything done. So I just don't even let myself do it.
So you have no other works in progress besides like the series you're in?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Ooh, sorry, move my whole screen.
Are you sure? Are you
I'm just are I you positive? Sure?
Did you not forget about that one that you did the other day?
I mean, you definitely are making me want to.
I'm listening.
Okay,
if
wait,
you
no.
Want.
No. No, no, oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah, also,
I need the rest of this series, like, yes, oh, yeah. ASAP.
Please.
Okay.
Please.
If that means you're not going to finish this one, then no, ma'am.
Then, okay. And only then. Do I request the dark vampire romance?
Okay.
Because you did give them three brothers.
Right.
And I need some
three
brothers.
More books.
Give the people that
they
want. We want a dark billionaire vampire, so, damn it.
Yeah, will one of them be a vampire? That's what
did
we're
I
asking.
Fuck up?
I think you missed your niche.
No.
Shit.
So can you tell us?
Literally. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? We have her back when she does this dark vampire romance, right? And she's like, ma'am, I think I was born to write dark romance. And we're like, fucking told you, bitch.
Yeah, the writing was on the wall.
I was like, we called it from book one. I haven't read anything else of yours. And I point blank asked you.
No, but honestly, okay, so the second book in Topeka Bay, which is One More Night, I made him a vampire actor.
Just oh my god, I love that.
Sprinkle.
She needed to scratch the itch.
Really cute. Yeah.
That is too fucking funny. Okay, so anyone that's listening, we expect at least three more books out of this series, and then we're going to be getting a dark vampire. So
can we know the order of the rest of the books? Like,
hush
who's
you.
Coming?
Hush over there.
Tell us about the other brothers.
Can we get the order?
And maybe their
order.
Three books.
Who you? Yes, the other three.
Okay, so it'll be Lucas and Piper.
I got it. I called it.
That's great. We're getting the Mr. Bad Boy. And
I was gonna say because
already?
Lucas stayed. Oh, well, Lucas is staying there. And
yes,
he's staying there. So uh-huh. I mean, it was obviously the most.
Yeah,
it was the most obvious.
Piper needs a little.
I need to hear Lauren talk more about billionaires. Y'all shush.
Rude.
Okay,
not so rude.
So it'll be Lucas and Piper next, and they're going to be enemies to lovers. And then the third book is Everett and Claire. I don't know if you guys like remember in the epilogue him like making eyes at her. She's also the one that threw up in the bathroom when they were at the auction.
Shut up. Okay, I remember her. I don't know if any. I'll have to go back and look at the epilogue again because I don't remember that.
Yeah,
but I do remember the puking scene.
Yeah, the what?
The puking scene.
Oh, yeah, the vomit, yeah. Okay, yeah.
The red wine. I like your nod to the red wine.
Archer's woman we have not met yet, but her name's going to be Grace. So, yeah.
When
does she
live
in Magnolia?
So, okay. These are going to develop. They're interconnected standalones, but they're going to develop, like, you know, over. I didn't want to put too much in book one and book two, like, too much about everybody else. Because of, like, just reasons. Yeah. So, it will be revealed as we go along. But, yes, she will be part of Magnolia Creek. Okay. And,
is Archer the one you're toying with having a baby?
How did you know that?
You posted it.
I did?
You posted it.
ADHD.
Okay, I don't know when Squirrel got loose.
Squirrel
you
got
did.
Loose.
You posted it because I responded, and I was like, nah! out, because I hate it, but like she hates pregnancy trope.
Oh, that's right. You did say that. You were like,
I would still read it. Let's be very clear.
I love a pregnancy trope.
Yes,
but I also feel like that would totally fit him, even from the first book. I'm like, right, he's gonna have a fucking surprise child.
Right.
It's gonna show. He's not even gonna know about it. I can already feel it. I'm like, he's not even gonna know. It's just gonna be like, surprise!
I definitely am toying with that. I definitely don't want to give too much away on that one, but
I respect it. I don't know. I feel like I'm gonna have I think it's gonna be between Luke and Archer.
Archer's favorite. Sure, gonna be my favorite.
Oh, favorite, yeah.
Wait, which
older brother? Oh, yeah. Grumpy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, give it to me.
He's got a lot to fucking learn, and you know the secrets with like the manor and like what the you okay. know Thomas left.
But
for
I fucking
the-
love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
tell me why.
Setting that up.
Tell me why that you weaved that mystery element so fucking well.
Honestly, I thought there was gonna be like ghosts coming.
I know.
Fucking Thomas is gonna show up at the library.
He's gonna open the letter, and the ghost of Granddad's gonna come out,
or his mom's gonna be standing somewhere. I'm like, oh,
bro, tell me why. I was like, open the fucking letter. Open the fucking letter.
Oh my god! It sounded like a little gremlin. Can we talk about when Reginald is like, respectfully, sir, what the fuck?
I love that fucking butler.
Yeah.
I love that butler. He's so sassy. And I love
so
it.
Sassy.
He's such a sassy old man.
I love secondary characters, and I've gotten in trouble in the past by overdeveloping them. And that's just basically when you give a secondary character like way too much personality and page time in previous books. And then you kind of write yourself into a corner, and then you're like, fuck, I can't do anything with them because they're already like, you know, it just makes it really hard. So I had to be very careful about that in this one, especially since
even though his screen time wasn't much, his personality was so strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, I haven't read a book that I have felt connected to every single character that showcases since I read, well, I can't say read because I just finished it like last week, but Lila Sage kind of does the same thing where every single. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I need to read.
Like every single character you meet, you're like, holy shit, I love them. Holy shit, I love them. Like you get emotionally connected to every single person that you meet. And then obviously your heart's with the two main characters. And I felt that with you. And I was like, immediate 5 stars.
Oh, absolutely.
Like immediate. Yeah. Because if you can introduce all these characters and not dive too deep into their background and their backstory, but give them enough of a personality that I can connect with them or they can make me laugh or whatever. Done. Say
oh my
less.
God. Thank you so much. That's
so who's your favorite character from the series or from this first book and then from the series?
Well, definitely. I said definitely, and then I'm like, wait. I think Rowan is my favorite. Right. I have never written a man like
that. I loved him.
He was everything that I wanted to write. Like, I love all my book boyfriends, and I definitely have favorites from other series for sure, but, like, I just got to fucking be a little unhinged with him, and I just loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she humps his thigh. Like, what the
fuck?
Yes.
And it wasn't cringy. It wasn't cringy.
It was
because
you should see my fingers when I was typing.
Well, I think what Aaron
and
was going to say is
the internal little battle that he has with like losing that control or holding on to it.
Oh my god, I loved
reading it from his point of view.
Number of things that I have highlighted from him being unhinged is so high. The breathing kink when he like
right when he says it.
Ma'am, I just want to let you know that was borderline dark. So
I was like, I read it and then I highlighted it and I was like, I just highlighted that. Oh my god, what's happening to me? And then I was like, let me read it again. And I was like, and then I'm looking around at my house and I'm like, oh my god, who is at my house right now? Why are all these people here? What am I reading while there's people here?
She's like, who am I? I'm a changed woman. You might like dark romance on air.
Oh my God. I don't. Yeah. It's no words. I was just. What did I just read?
He was. Oh, there I go. You my accent. He was possessive. Did I say that right? Did it come out right? Okay. Yeah. He was possessive without being overbearing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It was just the right amount for me. Exactly. I was like, just give me a little line, and like, then we'd be good.
I had to watch that line the whole time that I was writing him. Like, seriously, sometimes he like way overdid it, and I was like, fuck, okay. And I had like, you know, and then other times. So with the makeup scene when he hides her makeup because he's like trying to like, you know, we know what he's trying to do, right? In real life, absolutely fucking not. Fuck you. Don't steal my makeup. But in fiction, like, hell yeah. You love me and I love you. And
this is the way I'm showing it.
That's the fucking thing. They didn't even say I love you at this point. They said I love you through actions instead of words. And that's like, the big thing. That was huge.
There wasn't a miscommunication. There was, but there wasn't at the same time because they just knew. Well, and she understood what he was doing for her.
Yeah.
And that's love why that I was she like, didn't take it the wrong way, even though she was struggling with that inner battle of hers to overcome her insecurities. Just ma'am. Ma'am, just keep writing for me, please.
We were just talking about the third act breakup.
Yes.
And how, like, it technically wasn't considered a third act breakup, but it, like, kind of was in a way.
Yeah.
Third act tension, maybe?
Yeah.
Bump? Hurdle?
It's more, like, outside circumstances keeping them apart than, like, a miscommunication or whatever. Like, you know, so.
I feel like at that point they've reached an understanding of each other that you can't just end it. Like, you can't just.
Oh, and thank you for not making them communicate like fucking teenagers.
Yes.
Thank you. For the love. And that was,
yes. That's why I said like there's a miscommunication. Like, while they were breaking up, but there wasn't one. Like
no, they were just fucking adults throughout the whole book. And that was so big.
As much as she wanted to be like a whiny little brat, she wasn't. She's like, you know
and
what?
I like that she kept herself in check.
Yeah.
And like she kept herself in check.
Oh, that was really hard too, because like, so when you have somebody who's insecure, like, okay, so I understand her because I have been insecure and I've grown and whatever, but people who don't really understand that think that the heroine sounds whiny and like, you know, so I had to really be careful with that too. Like I had to really watch how much she like hated on herself. Like when she calls herself a monster or like when she says that she feels ugly, I had to really be careful with the mentions of that because if you do it too many times, it's like, okay, bitch, like you're annoying. I'm annoyed with you.
Yeah, but you're like fishing for compliments at this point. Like, shut up.
I thought it was done well because it made sense with her character and like her birthmark and like understanding where that feeling was coming from.
Yeah.
It wasn't like just, she wasn't like one of those like, I'm actually pretty girls. I'm just walking around like struggling with insecurity. So there was a reason for it.
There's a legit reason.
Yeah, it made it make sense. I also really liked the way Rowan had to like fix his own voice sometimes. And he was like,
yeah,
I said that and it came out too rough. So I took a breath and the way he makes himself count to 10 all the time. And I was like,
King. And I love that he apologized.
Okay, but that gave me a little bit of Beauty and the Beast when he's like, when he's like talking to her, like, will you have dinner with me, please?
I loved it. Please. I was like, please.
And I loved it. He apologized. Like, if he came at her sideways, you know, like after they took their space, they sat on it, they thought about it, they parted ways, whatever, but they always circled back to each other and was like, hey, okay, here. And he fucking apologizes. He apologizes and he said, listen,
does
like
an action to show that he's sorry,
which was, and then makes it a point to not do it again or try. I mean, you're not perfect.
Then he practices his breathing.
Yeah, and then he counts to 10. But the push and pull of their dynamic for the first 70% of the book was so fucking beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Like, it was so beautiful. And my favorite line that he says is when he is like, are the claws going to come out, kitten? Yeah. Yes. Fucking love that. Like, you damn right they are, baby. Let's fucking go.
And then you'd be like, closet is. And I'm like,
yes.
I love his little nickname, Kitten.
I was like, oh, yes. I am a fucking simp for Kitten. That is like my ultimate favorite, always has been.
Shut up. No way.
Series out there, because, you know, I love vampires. It's actually pretty old, but it's the Cat and Bones series, the, oh my gosh, Nightwalkers or something like that, or, anyway, I don't know, but he calls her Kitten, and her name is Cat, so that's where, like, he gets her nickname.
Okay, what was your favorite scene in, More Than Promises?
There were so many.
Literally, I mean, it is very hard to choose, but I think the chase and hump, as I'm deeming it. from the pool.
Yes.
Yeah, and then in the dark, and like,
I have a question, is that because of your tendencies towards dark that you liked the chase?
You know, maybe so, I don't know.
How much worse was that in the first draft?
Actually, that one didn't change that much, to be honest.
Okay.
That one was just, I was like, I'm going, this is what we're doing.
I liked it.
I like how she shut the lights off before she let him come in.
Yes.
I was cackling.
Grabbing her, like, robe and, like, oh, my God.
I was chuckling a little bit at that. I'm like, ha, this bitch shut the lights off.
I did. It was subtle, the, like, the running from the pool and the lights.
I thought it was...
Yeah. Everyone's like, staring at
me. I saw it playing out in my head like a movie. I'm just like, oh my gosh, like all those side characters, like the extras, like
what the fuck? He was shocked for a minute, and then this bitch is really running from me.
Yep. And he's like rolling his sleeves up on the way out to the pool and everything. Like,
I know, I saw. I just
business. Oh. Okay.
We knew it's about to go down.
Let me just lick them veins, baby.
I think my second favorite scene is the make out meet cute. I think that was really fun.
Okay.
Oh no.
So I was gonna put this in my review on Instagram, but if you look and go peep at my review of The Night Shift, I made a comment about making out in a library. And like, I was gonna make a comment on this one and be like, scratch my previous statement about making out in the library. I want this one.
Oh no,
because I was like, oh my gosh, elementary, college, college, please.
So you liked it, Maddie, just to be clarify, you liked it?
I fucking loved the makeout scene in the library. She was the college.
Like, just making sure.
She was college.
I don't know what the fuck that means,
but okay.
Yeah, I don't know what you're trying to
college. No, like, I'm comparing, like, grade levels between the makeouts in the library. Like, the night shift was, like, elementary, middle school, and then Lauren was college. College.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. That was really fun.
I think she's trying to say it was top tier.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry, I don't know what the lingo these cool cats and kittens are using these days.
We just finished talking about how you were such a youngin.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I've never done that before. I've never done a make out meet cute, so that was really, really fun. Like I said, I just kind of like cut it loose with this one. I was like, all right, brand new series.
I'm glad you did.
We're doing billionaires in small town.
Like, but like, how do you top that?
I don't know.
You write three more.
And the more that people like respond the way they are, like, I mean, it's not that I didn't think that people would like it, but I definitely didn't think it was going to be like, and now I'm like, oh no.
Now I have to pretend like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. I can't wait for the rest of us.
No,
it was totally the flow of the writing was so good. Mm-hmm. I was telling them, like, I really love your writing style. So it was just like,
I will say though, the nice part is you're not like keeping all of the characters similar. Like, they all have such vast personalities. So I feel like you have a lot, you can have so much fun with each of their books.
Yes.
I mean, the only one that might be hard to do is Archer, but that's because him and Rowan kind of have similar personalities in a way, but Archer's way more on the grumpier side.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see how you do with that and still toe the line of the dark. Because Archer is so much more grumpier than Rowan. And hearing you talk about how hard it was to toe that line, I'm interested to see. Like, I want to circle back after the series is complete and, like, kind of chat about the comparison between Rowan's book and Archer's book.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. His book will probably be the darkest with what I have planned for him. Like, not dark, like, in, like, you know, traditional dark romance way.
Can we have some more hints about that, please? What does that mean?
I cannot.
Erin is concerned.
Why? I had to wait 3 books for that.
You know? Aaron's like, is he going to off anyone?
Please. Please do. Please.
Honestly.
Or hire somebody.
Archer would take top tier if he offs somebody.
With his bare hands.
Ooh.
What do you think?
You touched with his bare what's hands. Mine. Pow, 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 pow.
Touch her and die. I mean, yes. Yes.
Literal.
They're,
oh,
they're going literal.
Shut the fuck up. Archer is the epitome of touch her and die. Shut the fuck up.
He has so much tension. He needs to release. Like,
I don't know why you need. We'll just write this for you, ma'am.
Right.
Have no fear. Your girl's got it.
I don't want that. No. You
can
do
you
it,
tell
Lauren.
That we read a lot by just figuring out your characters from just this one book.
Yeah, like you guys are actually really fun. I love it. I love watching it happen. Like, I did.
We're very expressive. By we, I mean me.
I am too, if you couldn't.
I.e. the baseball bat to the shins.
Yes. I mean, it's worth it.
Yeah, it was. It was going to happen.
Listen, yes. I haven't had anyone tell me not to send my real-time reactions, so I must be doing something right.
My reactions. Yeah, that's true. They like them. Okay, I have a question about your settings for all of your books in general. Because, like... They're obviously the setting is an important part. Where does that come from? And like, then how did you come up with this setting of like Tennessee? You're from Texas.
Yeah. So I do travel quite a bit, but you know, ever since I had my son, I haven't been able to as much, but like all through my 20s, I traveled like a ton. I don't know. My first book is in New York. Like, I literally just was like, you know what? Let's just fucking do it. And I lived in Google Maps. When I tell you that I had to research so much, I was like, why did I choose New York? New York!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've been one time for 24 hours. But no, I don't know. I just kind of, like, Betting on Love was set in Texas because I guess, you know, I know Texas. I wanted it to be small town. So I was like, all right, you know, there's definitely plenty of small towns in Texas. But Tennessee just fit this one better. It fit the vibe. Like, I was really going for, like, with my cover and the whole, like, aesthetic of this series.
You're just going to skip the island?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll get back to that.
I told them one time in an extra shot about how I was reading the first, or the third when it first came out, and how you had said, like, the island is its own, like, its own character. And I was like, I don't know how to explain that as well as you do. I was like, we have to circle back.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, basically, just to finish the Tennessee thing, I just liked the aesthetic of it, honestly, in the small town. I mean, it actually made me laugh because when I was doing research, I found that the most populated city in Tennessee is, like, 775,000, I think. Well, there are 1.4 million people in the county that I live in Texas. So I was like, wow, that's that small.
Was there a reason to call the street Rainy Street from Magnolia Creek? Like, it just, I don't know. It seemed like I was supposed to.
she zeroed in on all the wrong details.
I know. It was one of those details where I was like, is this important? What am I?
I mean, it will be a popular spot because, you know, that's where Piper's Bakery is. That's where the flower shop is. You know, the library's a hop, skip, and a jump down the
Instead
way.
Instead of calling
like, you know,
it Main Street, she went with Rainy Street.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just thought, I don't know, I just zeroed in. Settings keep coming. Like, they're obviously a huge part of your books, and they're all so vastly different.
I think I just really enjoy world building. I can tell you, if you want to know about Topeka Bay, I had so much fun designing that island. I had a map made, you know.
That's what I was going to say. Can we get a map of Magnolia Creek as well, just for like small town vibes?
Yes.
It's coming?
It's coming.
Wait.
What?
What?
Have you ever thought about doing fantasy?
I'm dead.
He's like, hear me out. 3 pen names. All right? That's it.
Maybe 4. We haven't gotten there yet. Don't limit me just yet.
Fantasy.
But I will say, you know, I'm just tossing my hat in the ring here.
Yeah.
If you ever want to write a book about PA, we got small towns and we got the Amish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Amish?
Can't get much more small town than that.
The Amish.
I know what you were saying.
Oh, okay. Exactly what you meant.
I feel like you could do something with them Amish boys. The carriages.
And then offends a whole culture of people.
Yeah. Although they may not read it. They'll not even know it's there.
That's true. That's
from Springa. They can read it on from Springa.
Oh, my God. No, but the island.
Yes, please. I'm focused on the island.
Oh, my God. No, but
sorry.
I really, really had so much fun with that. And it was cool because each book got to be in a different part of the island, which is what I always wanted, because I wanted them to be, like, somewhat connected, but, like, able to be read standalone. And so it just kind of ended up working out. And Augustine was, like, the most... I just love it. I love it so much. It's got the small town vibe, but it's, like, I don't know, like historical, almost not historical, but just there's a lot of culture there, a lot of, you know, just heart and soul, and not a ton of technology, and, you know, like, it's just the island's, like, true beauty, and, like, that was really, really fun for me to do.
So you created that island and all the different parts. That was all from...
Yep.
From your imagination.
I drew a blob on a piece of paper.
Oh my God.
Did you do the rice?
No, but I saw that afterwards and I was like, I should have freaking done that. It is so brilliant.
Right? Yeah.
They're really beautiful. Is.
Just toss the rice and draw where it lands.
Right. Yeah. No, I definitely paid somebody to make that happen.
I paid somebody to draw it for me.
Please make this for me. Make this blob an island.
make this shape.
Yes.
This figure.
That's pretty much how that went. I don't know. I don't know why. Like, I feel like my stories are really character driven and really like I have a lot of background and like the scene and the plot and stuff like that. Like, I put a lot of time and care into those things. So.
But now you say which
write first, your characters or the plot?
Okay, so this is an excellent question. I pick out two names, and they're completely random. They have no reason or why or whatever. I'm just like, I like those names. Those are cool. Pick that, and then I start plotting, and I don't know shit about these people until I start kind of, like, breaking it down. Like, I don't know anything about them. It's actually, like, a huge challenge for me, but I've tried and tried, and I can't do it the other way around. If I give them entire personalities before I start the story, I can't write them. Like, I know that sounds really weird, but it's, like, I want to get to know them organically as I'm going, you know? So, like I knew Rowan was going to be a broody billionaire, because those were the tropes in the aesthetic I was going for with him, and I knew Molly was going to be a Black Thumb florist. But, like,
I did not know that she was a Black Thumb florist until you sent the arc. I feel like I knew that she was a florist. That was known. But the fact that she sucked at it did not.
Horrible.
No.
Molly is and me. Then I, the florist.
Yeah.
Molly is also me. I killed an aloe plant.
The Black Thumb part, and I was like, I'm sorry, what did I miss? Like, I saw black? Did she mean to put green? Like, she's a florist.
So my best friend is a plant lady, like, hardcore, and she actually just recently gave me some little snippets of plants that I'm supposed to try to keep alive, and I'm just like, keep my fingers crossed, but, like, no, they're so hard. Okay, so in the book, when she, like, waters them and then waters them some more, this episode, dude, my best friend, I knew she was going to be cringing over that, because they you can't put water directly on them or they die. Like, some kids are stupid. They're dumb.
Oh, damn. Maybe that's what I did wrong.
I love that. And then it was like, I gave him a little more just in case. And I was like, this is why you have a Black Thumb. Yelling from the sideline. And it was just the perfect little nod of like, she really does suck.
Really.
So I have, when I bought this house, The people that lived here before put flowers in like this big old tractor tire. And super cute, right? Yeah. I don't know how they're still alive. Like, they just keep coming back, and I've never touched them. Like, yeah. I just drove by the other day, and I was like, oh, look, the flowers are blooming.
That's so always nice when they just come back each year.
I know, it makes me feel anything. So good about myself, because I'm like, yeah, at least I'm keeping them alive.
I did that.
Yeah.
I might not have put them in there, but they're still coming back.
Hey, it's me.
Yeah.
They love the neglect. That's my kind of plant.
I'm dead.
Me and the plant are the same.
When did you first start writing? What's your inspiration? Like, what led you to be a writer?
So I've actually always just written stories, like a little nerdy girl. Like, my stepdad gave me an old computer that
that's
had...
That's why you got pantsed.
Right, exactly. Nerd.
Nerd. It's okay, I was a nerd too. I was the girl that, like, after your test was over, I'd pull out my book and start reading.
Yes. But, like, he gave me an old computer, and I used to just... And it had no internet, just the notes. And I would just write stories or, you know, whatever. I loved writing class and stuff. And anyway, it's just always been, and I love reading so much. But when COVID hit, I was furloughed from my x-ray job and I was only working like 15 to 20 hours a week. And I had just had my son. He was like 6 months old. Well, I guess not just had, but you know what I mean? And he was still squishy. And
squishy
I was
boy.
Like, you know, I've got all this extra time. I might as well just give this a shot. And I don't know. I just wrote The Art of Loving Ellie. And then I had a really good friend at the time who like helped me through the whole publishing process and like taught me that whole side of things. And it was really, really cool. And then after I published the first one, it was like a bug. I could not stop. Like, I was like, no, this is it forever.
You were hyperfixating.
Yeah.
And you haven't stopped.
Yeah. No. That's awesome. So it's like a new fit. Like, publishing has only been like writing to publish since COVID. So 2020. That's awesome.
Yeah. What was your biggest learning curve as an indie author with publishing?
Oh, girl, I'm telling you right now, I learned it like within the last year, like within the last 6 months. I think when you first start out, you're writing because it's something that you love and it's something you're passionate about and it's fun. But then, like, you either have like two sides of it, right? I mean, of course, there's some gray area, but like, you either want to make it a business or you're a hobby writer. And when you want to make it a business, it's just a whole other ballgame. Like, marketing is insane. Like, I do all of my own graphics. I do everything on my own. Like, my branding, even my logo, I, like, created myself. Like, I have to do all of that on my own. And I didn't realize, like, how much, like, I was going to have to do. You know what I mean? And
it's
I love
a whole other
it.
Job.
Thankfully, I yeah. like it. You know, but I think that a lot of indie authors like don't understand that just because you write a book, you're not going to make money. It doesn't mean you're going to make money, and it doesn't mean you're going to like people are going to even know who you are. You know, like I feel like a lot of people in my life look at me and they're like, "Oh my God, you've written all these books and stuff." And while I do have a good following now, and I really do have a good like little reader base, I mean, I'm still like a drop in the bucket. You know, like
Yeah,
yeah.
And I don't know. So I've thought about this too. Like, I don't know if I would want to be picked up by a publishing house because yeah. I feel
is
like
that the dream? Lauren, is that the dream?
I would like to have some books published with a publishing house, but I would never go full. Like, I will always be hybrid or just indie for sure.
Yeah, because then it takes the fun out of writing because now you have deadlines and you like you don't get to just write these books to write these books. Like, you have to write these books. Right.
And they can do whatever they want to them. Like, my
right, they can change the whole thing. Yeah.
But yes, like, she's obviously a huge reader like I am, but she hates, and I think we all do, when people like change the size, when authors change the size of the books, like you have like
ma'am
books that are this size and then the third one comes out. Well, a lot of times they don't have control over that because the publisher changed this X, right. Y, and Z about it. And they know you're going to hate it, but they can't change it. You know what I mean? It's like Colleen Hoover too, like how she changed all her covers. It makes me so sad. I'm a huge fan of hers, and
I've never read her.
Oh, really?
I lied. I read Verity, and I stopped after that one.
Yeah, Verity and Layla. I actually haven't read them because that's not her that I like. Like, that's not the mm-hmm. version of writing them.
I feel like the only reason I haven't read her is because I've gone this long without reading her. And I'm one of, like, the really small minorities that hasn't read her. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to die on this hill.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just doing it for the reaction now at this point. Like, the same reaction when I tell people I've never read or watched Harry Potter.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That reaction. That one. Right there.
Hey, but I get it because I was the same way with Game of Thrones. Like, I was like, no, I'm not going to watch it because everybody wants me to.
Oh, I've never watched that either. I have the books. Yeah. I've just never watched.
Yeah, but I mean, she didn't really have control over a lot of that either, like them changing her covers and stuff like that. So when you get with a big publishing house, you lose a lot of control. And a lot of times they hand you a check and they're like, there you go. Now this book's mine for, you know, however many years. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, granted, that check is nice, but a lot of times it's not, especially when you're little. Right. Like, you know, you think you're getting $100,000, you're really only getting 10, which that's a lot of money. But in the grand scheme of things, when they're going to have your book for 5 years, 10 grand's not really a lot when you divvy it out. You know what I mean? So there are pros and cons, though, because then you get to do book tours. Then you get, like, your name out there. You get to be on, like, the show. You get to do podcasts. And, you know, there's definitely pros and cons to both. So, I mean, hopefully, but I don't know when or it's definitely not on the right now.
I think my biggest qualm with the publishing world would be the have to, because like, as a fellow ADHDer, you know that, like, when you get told you have to do something, you lose the drive and the motivation to then do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, now, like, it's still, like, fun because you're hybriding it. Like, you know, you still have your Monday through Friday job, your 9 to 5, and then you come home and you work and you write your stories and you publish them and, you know.
Yeah. And that I feel does like bring me to another question. So since you do have medical experience.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm excited to see where this question is.
Is there a potential for a medical drama in your future? Has that ever piqued your interest, come around, or is it too close to home?
Yes. Okay. So I don't know if you guys have watched Grey's Anatomy. I've never watched a single episode.
Oh, God. What?
But I can tell you the couple episodes.
Same, girl. Same.
But I kind of look at it like this. So when I have seen a couple of episodes of Grey's Anatomy, I mean, like, not even watched them all the way through, just seen them on TV, I'm like, that x-ray is hung backwards. And that portable x-ray machine is from the 70s. So, like, I kind of feel like
romance. I feel this so hard.
The same way. Like, I can't get into it because it's so, like, dramatized. Thank you.
You're welcome. I got you, boo.
So I don't know. For some reason, there's a disconnect with me and medical drama. I've actually never even read one.
All right, so no medical dramas, but fantasy and dark romance might be on the table. Is what I'm hearing.
I'm not gonna say I won't ever have, like, a nurse or an extra tech or a doctor be a character, but it would never be, like,
it's not going to be the premise of a book.
Yeah. I can respect that. I mean, I would have been okay with either answer. I was just curious. Where's it going to go?
What are we doing?
What options are endless?
What's the timeline for the series?
Nicole's like, now?
Tomorrow. No, I was.
Okay, we're good. That's it.
So yeah, right? We have book two out in the, like, fall-ish, fall time. Okay. There's a, like,
that's not that bad.
Filler date on Amazon right now that's, like, October 21st. That's not the real
one. It's actually shown up on Goodreads now, too.
I know. That actually took me by
surprise. I was looking, and I was like,
damn, they're fast.
I was like, oh, there's book two.
Yeah, so have that one out, like, fall-ish, and then it'll just be another cycle of, like, two a year. So within 2 years, hopefully the series will be complete. So
nice.
I know,
that's too long.
That's not bad, though. I mean,
I think that's a pretty good timeline.
Yeah,
at least
yeah.
you're not like Sarah J. Maas and, like, waiting years to release
the
next.
That would be another thing, is if you ended up, you know,
I touched a nerve.
The Avatar, y'all.
Yes, we know.
I don't know if I can say
there's this. All of these conspiracy theorists out there that are like, oh, it's gonna be this one. Oh, it's gonna be that one. Oh, this isn't it. Like, no, oh, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Like Taylor Swift, like, people, like the Swifties, how they, like, timeline things.
It's fucking cult.
Yeah, this is for Sarah J. Maas. Like, people have it down to the science. But, like, okay, it's not... I absolutely zero hate to her because I love her and I love her stories, but I did not like Crescent City, like, at all. So the fact that she...
I haven't read
going
it.
Going back to it, like, makes me want to rip my hair out. Yeah. And now she's saying that you can't... The storyline isn't going to make sense unless you read Crescent City from the third book on. So, like, you have to read the third book and then the rest of ACOTAR. You can't just continue to read ACOTAR without reading the third book.
What?
I'm, like, really upset about that.
So I actually am not touching Crescent City until I go back and read Throne of Glass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We haven't read any of them besides ACOTAR.
Oh, you haven't read any of them?
Besides ACOTAR.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But no, I think I finally got all the paperbacks for Throne of Glass, and I started doing my tandem read of Empire of Storm and Tower of Dawn.
My brain can't handle this. It doesn't like
so
it.
Much. So much.
I don't like
but
it.
That's insane. Like that really sucks. So she really out here, like, you need it's to read all brilliant. My books.
Like, I have to tip my hat to her because it's fucking brilliant, and, like, it's a feat in itself, for sure, to connect all those worlds. But, like, as a reader, it's so frustrating.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. On me.
As the reader. Are your worlds going to end up being connected?
So, I actually have several Easter eggs in not only this one, but in One More Chance, which is my last Topeka Bay. Or, well, I don't want to say last because there is a good chance that I will continue writing that one eventually. But, yeah. Like,
don't tell me that. I'm terrible at Easter eggs. Subtlety is not my strong suit.
What are they?
The Beauty and the Beast references.
What are your Easter eggs? Because I've actually read One More Chance.
Okay, so I say Easter eggs. So they are, but you'd have to have been with me for a long time. So in One More Chance, there's a callback to Ellie, the artist, and the art of
love. Okay.
His name's Alexander. He's in that one. Then there's another one. And to be honest with you, I can't remember all the ones I put in this one.
She's like, but there are some. Forget. I forget the Easter eggs that I deliberately put in there.
ADD, remember?
But the Easter eggs in this one reference your other books.
Yes. Oh, I remembered one. See? It came back to me. Squirrel.
She was chasing that nut. She was chasing the nut in the background. We just didn't see it.
The airline for Topeka Bay is Futura.
And
that's the airline that
that's the one that his dad was working with. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's cool.
I love that. Wait, is that the
one of my readers screenshot that and send it to me and be like, I see what you did here. Am I Taylor Swift?
I have my Taylor Swift moment.
I made a connection.
Oh, I love that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
But another callback to The Art of Loving Ellie is in this book too. Margot is the receptionist in that book, and she's Rowan's ex-girlfriend. Okay, carry on. What were you gonna say? Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That was from your first book?
Yeah.
The debut.
Yeah. I'm gonna
Which
go.
Is very, very debut. So just
I'm gonna, I'm just gonna right. add you to
your very, very debut. Keep that in mind.
We love a debut author.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah. You keep mentioning your website. Where can people get to your website? What is it?
It's laurenbeesonbooks.com, and it's LOREN. And yeah, that's I have signed paperbacks. I've got stickers. I've got art prints. There's a Betting on Love art print there. There's bookmarks. And then I'm going to be adding my my little sticker bundles this weekend. That's my to-do list tomorrow, is to add the stickers on
there.
That's
for you, Erin.
Yes.
This says that you are not going to any signings anytime soon, ma'am.
I'm just not good at updating that.
So tell us where we can find you.
You can
not, like, actually, but, you know, like, maybe.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
Oh, that really is pretty.
April 6th, maybe?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm ordering it right now.
April 6th, I'll be in Tulsa at the Hard Rock Author event. And then in September 20-something, I will be at Smut Lovers, which is really cool. And if you guys haven't checked it out, like, I highly recommend looking into it. I went last year, and it was the first year. And it was so fun. They had, like, kink classes.
Where is that?
It's in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm $5 away. There
you go. So, so fun. I like September, highly recommend
it. You say?
Do what?
September, you said?
Yeah, September 24th or something like that. I don't know. I got to look at my
okay.
September 28th through 22nd. I got gotcha. You.
Alrighty, ma'am. I thank see you, you making these books affordable.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Okay. I might see Lauren in Orlando.
Hey,
rude. Are you coming to the East Coast at all?
It'll be so fun. But yeah, I really, really liked that one. They had it was very like versatile. Like they had, like I said, they had a lot of classes for readers and for writers. And then the signing itself was just really, really good and fun. And the person who put it on, her name's Nikki, and she. I have been to signings that were not so good, and I have been to signings that were amazing, and this is definitely one of the most amazing ones. Like the communication's really good, you know, she's just very involved, so anyway, I can't recommend it enough. I'll probably, like, always go as long as she'll have me.
I have their schedule pulled up just because I was looking, and on Wednesday, when you arrive, one of the scheduled items is bookish tattoos. So
yeah,
that sounds
year.
Really cool.
Like
I'm
legit,
in.
Like tattoo, or like
yeah,
the
like
wash
this big. Like they do little mini ones, and they have like a set list that you can pick from.
That's
yeah.
really cool.
Shut was- the fuck up. When I heard that, I was like, are you doing like the temporary yeah. tattoos? Like
no,
she
legit.
Oh fuck! Shut the fuck up.
This one says super secret field trip. Hold on, I would like to change our rendezvous to September.
Do it! Come see me.
This sounds so fun.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
This does sound so fun. All right,
Maddie,
anywhere
you
else
trying to show
can...
receipts, girl?
I did. I just bought it.
Stickers aren't there yet. Why are you doing that?
She's buying a book.
I just bought the book.
All right. Well. You're going to have to order again when the stickers come out.
That's fine.
Oh my God, you guys.
She has the lollipop. Don't you have the sucker?
Yeah.
She has the sucker on a sticker, y'all. Like, I'm not shitting you.
You know what? I wanted to look at the stickers today, and I forgot.
For that scene when he did, when she just.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, fuck that sucker.
What
even red? Like, yeah.
She's coming up to me now. Now,
yes, I'm here now. I'm present.
Welcome
I'm
back.
Fully. Thanks.
Back. You were hyper-fixated on purchasing.
Nah, fuck it. I'll just place another order.
Yes. All right, Lauren. Anywhere else that people can find you?
I'm most active on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I do have a TikTok, but I don't check it very often. That's my goal for the rest of this year is to get back on TikTok.
Before they ban it.
I mean, if it's still there.
what are your handles for all of them? Just Lauren Beeson, author or author Lauren Beeson?
Beeson Books is where you can find me in those places. But on TikTok, it is author Lauren Beeson.
That's just going to confuse the people.
Girl, you know.
Well, go to her IG and then click her link tree.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Do that.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Is there something that you would like to say to your readers before we log off?
My readers. I mean, honestly.
I'm falling apart. Sorry, Lauren.
It's okay.
She's trying to kick you out. I'm trying to keep you. I just want to put that on the record.
What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do with my hands? Cross them in front of you like you're about to give a nice speech.
Yeah. If I look presentable. No, seriously, I am very grateful to my readers. I mean, they're the whole reason why I do this. I have the worst imposter syndrome, like, ever. So when I get the DMs and I get the messages and everybody's like, you did it, it's amazing. I'm just like, wow. If I believed in myself half as much as you guys do, like, I would be unstoppable. So
okay, seriously. Molly.
I was about to say
Molly. Okay, Molly.
Thank you guys. Like everybody. I mean, I just appreciate it so much. The best.
Oh, all right, now we're ready. Okay, when you are sitting down. Oh,
wait, I'm on my iPhone this time.
Do that.
On your iPhone.
Wait, why isn't doing? Why isn't mine doing it this time?
It's got to do
it. Oh, wait, I got...
I'm covered up.
Put it on your nipple.
Booby heart.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
There it goes.
Wait, isn't that your shirt that you, like, yes. your merch?
Yes. Yes.
I thought so.
Yes.
It's on your website?
It is on my website.
Also on the website.
Might have to get it with my stickers.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm gone,
it's like they do no research before they get here or anything. What am I going to do with them, Lauren?
I'm really bad at checking people's websites.
So I read the book. I'm in love with the book. I'm here. Leave me alone.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I finished that fucking book before all y'all hosts, so don't give me shit.
I loved the commentary as well. That was just Thanks. So fun. I loved it.
I totally forgot that they were not in the same spot that I was at when I was sending some of it.
Oh, that's all good.
It's fine.
And I sent it and I was like, you know, shit. Nah. And then I did it again and then I was like, shit.
Erin, which part made you cry? Was it the very end or was it something?
Multiple places. I also, was it I the have 50 pages print? Left was still it the, too. At the so cancer I'm still event? Gonna, I know I'm sucking right now, but I got drunk. So I will probably still cry again. No, yeah, it was the cancer.
It was the cancer. Print.
I figured that one would have gotten
the
you.
The handprint.
Oh my God!
What about the music?
This is where Erin cried.
Yes.
Did the music one make you cry?
I think when they were doing their music together, I think that got me too.
I thought of you when I was reading that.
I'm not.
I was like, if I was like Erin, I would be crying right now.
I'm not apologizing for my emotions.
Erin cried at this handprint thing.
Yes.
Okay. He saw her handprint, guys. How did you not cry?
I just went, aw.
So, and okay, I kept going. She was 8 years old and she died of cancer.
Remember yeah? when you were saying that they don't tell each other that they love each other yet or whatever? Like, that was definitely, like, actions of love for sure. Like,
oh, 100%. When he was like, gotta make my wife a Coke. I was like, oh, he's so sweet.
He was like, love
you. And I cried.
I'm not judging you. I just figured that one would have killed the waterworks.
We just
know
when you're going to do it. We just we thought of you.
Yeah, here. I did. I thought of you a lot in this book, actually.
Aw.
Yeah. I was like, damn, I was like, I understand for not making us read her sooner.
Why she loves Lauren so much. I get it.
Since last July.
I know.
Listen,
I know.
Have you seen our TBR since last July?
Yes, I get it.
And my chaotic life over here. Oh,
I don't even remember if I said finished that sentence, but you were one of our original giveaway authors from...
Yes.
From... Yeah.
Yeah.
From when we started.
We were trying to bring everyone on when we did like a big giveaway.
You don't even remember the giveaway, do you?
It was like a year ago, wasn't it?
But she was like, was I?
Yes, bitches, you were.
Yeah. And you told me knew about it.
Yeah. See? You had to send your book to somebody.
Apologies.
Just nod your head and say yes.
That was me. Just sit there and look pretty, Lauren.
It's all good.
Show us your boobs again.
Yeah. Hey. Look them babies out.
I'm a boob lady.
Oh, I am dead. Oh, that was too funny. Wait, I actually had a question.
Yeah.
Is Lauren your real name or is that a pen name?
It's my real name.
Oh, okay. So you do write and like add your real name.
Yeah. And I like to joke about it because my mom named me the masculine version of Lauren. So, yeah. Every Lauren I've ever
met. Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah,
they're all dudes.
It's okay. I have a dude middle name.
What is it?
I've
never met a dude named Lauren.
Yeah. Oh, there's tons of them. But I work in the medical field, so I like x-ray on them.
Yeah. Speaking of, since you go by your real name, there was a part two to that question. Since you go by your real name, do the people you work with, your family, your husband's family, and your friends know that you write books, and have they read them? Did they?
Listen to me. I am all or I'm nothing, right? Didn't I tell you this? So, like, yeah. I went full send. Like, I was like, you know what? Grandma, I write porn. There it is. Whoop, there it is. And you know what? My Nana loves my books. Like,
yes.
Yes, Nana.
I have
honestly,
to
grandmas eat the fucking romance up, man.
They do. They love it. I'm like,
I love that.
You gotta remember that this one's like a little spicy. She's like, I don't care. She literally, I'm not kidding. Pretend this is $20. We're at Thanksgiving, right? She's just like, she's handing me $20. Like, this is like, I'm a drug dealer.
She's got to get her phone some way, Lauren.
I love that. Does she tell all of her Nana friends to read it too?
Because they're quite religious.
Oh, gosh. I was really hoping there was a Nana book club.
Yeah. So she's like, she did tell me, like, the first couple. She was like, I really wish you'd quit cussing so much so I could share it with my friends.
Because the cussing was the problem, not the...
Wait. I was going to say, I mean, notice, didn't say, really wish you'd quit saying the word cack.
Yeah.
Can we bring Nana on the show?
Oh, my God. You guys would love my Nana. She's so fucking funny.
Oh, I love already, that.
Just by the accent you made, I know I'm going to love her.
I know I already love her. Yeah. She is a bless your heart, Grandma, and I want to meet her.
She is 100%. And she,
I love that.
I love that. No, but for real, though, if grandmas can read that Harley Quinn stuff, the stuff you write is fine.
Yeah. Oh, man. She's been reading Fabio since, like, the dawn of the night.
That's right.
I remember being a child, like finding her Fabio books, like with the hair and on the pirate ship,
on the or on the horse that's like strategically like launching halfway. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, that shit is so funny. Okay, yeah. So coworkers now. Any coworkers read it?
Yeah. So now where I work, I don't have as many coworkers as my last job, because I actually cut my hours down. I only work 2 days a week in X-ray. But I work with a nurse. Her name's Saranda. I actually gave her a shout out in my acknowledgments this time around, because she is like my ride or die up there. She's like, listen, we're going to plot out this.
I think I remember reading that too.
Yeah. Yeah. It gives me the best ideas, y'all. Like, for real. So yes, she has read almost every one of my books and
love a friend like that.
The doctors love like making me freaking blush so hard. Like they like want to know. Like they're like, no, I need to know like what they're about. I'm like, I can't tell you.
Well,
that's too bad, because little do they know, they could just pick it up and read it, and then they would be the ones blushing. Like,
buy it for their wife. I mean,
oh,
right.
So yeah. That's so funny because
to my boss.
Yes. Well, that's what I was about to bring up. Is a couple episodes ago, we were talking about how Nicole's boss was having a conversation with her about like some of these books that his wife is making him read. Yeah. And she's like, oh, it was like Fourth Wing or something.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you've read that? Like, you know what's in that, right?
Right.
And he's like having a full conversation with her about Fourth Wing
in front of other people in a meeting. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like Nicole's boss's wife, if you're listening, hey girl, what's up?
Hey girl.
Yeah.
He's like, it was a really good read. I'm like, I'm sure it was.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
Right?
Who? I'd have never read a book in my life.
I don't know how to read. I am Feyre.
She's stupid hoe.
No, I will never get over. When we did our ACOTAR episode, Aaron goes, bitch don't know how to read.
I have strong feelings about her inability to read.
Yeah.
She got the reading level of a kindergartner.
It was so funny.
Uh-oh. Oh,
that's rough. Cool. I tried to mask it, but like I was already committed to talking and like it just... But yeah, no, that was funny. Oh, Anne's opinions on ACOTAR was fucking hilarious.
She couldn't read.
It
was a whole plot point, like almost got her killed. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Honestly, I liked A Court of Silver Flames the best. That's the best book in the series. But
mine was... Fuck, which the one where Reese dies? Oh, fuck.
Oh my God!
Fuck that guy.
Nicole has not read them.
Oh no!
Madison!
I forgot for a second. Damn it!
Oh my God, you're fired.
I'm so bad.
I,
Just nothing. Nope. She has nothing else to say about Akita right now.
Man, we were doing, I was doing so good. I was doing so good. The amount of times I told Aaron to shut up and
damn it. I can't believe you just did that.
I can't believe I did either.
He's fine.
This so, Lauren, but what do you like to drink when you're writing?
What do I like to drink? I'm sorry, Nicole.
So I can't drink anything except for like coffee or water whenever I'm writing. If I drink alcohol, it's like Snooze Town, USA, population Lauren. So I can't do it. But I do like to, I mean, some scenes are more fun when you're drinking, of course. But,
The leg hopping scene would have been fun drunk.
Yeah.
Have you tried any of your scenes?
In real life? Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Ma'am, which ones?
The research. I mean,
which ones?
From this book? I don't have a piano, so.
Fair enough.
Unfortunately.
I feel like you could substitute a piano for any kind of immovable object.
This is one of my favorite parts of the piano scene was he took the top,
like pop it and be like, yes,
and he ripped the dress down.
Yeah, like full on.
Yes. Yep.
That was like just another like, little subtle like. Uh-huh. What'd you do there?
Uh-huh.
Just ripped the whole thing mm-hmm. down.
You're fucking primal.
Like, subtle breeding kink is like.
What I loved about that scene though were the marks that he left.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ma'am. And then I know I'm pretty sure asked, but if he had a little dark romance, he wouldn't have asked.
He would have just
fucking shark up in this bitch. Bite marks everywhere, ho.
Yes. Oh my god, yeah.
You get a choice. You're gonna wear my mark and you're gonna wear it proudly.
Damn right.
Mm.
Damn
like right. It.
Gladly, sir. Gladly. Daddy.
Daddy.
Go back and read that scene.
I want to write some daddy scenes like real bad. I gotta figure out
how to. Well, Archer is coming.
I mean, Archer is the perfect one.
Archer is going to be daddy. Babe,
I'm doing it. Okay, that was all the permission I needed right there. So
tell your husband to channel his inner daddy because you're gonna need some motivation for these scenes.
We need some inspiration.
You need to just start handing him different books and be like, here.
Yeah.
Do your research. Come find me when you're done.
I actually send him screenshots of like all the sex scenes that I write because I'm like a horny bastard and I just like want to send them as like free game.
Love that because oh I you should be like I screenshot and send them. Yes.
You should be like, this one was inspired by you, honey.
Yes.
I love that. Yo, that's some serious foreplay. Good.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
I was thinking about you while I was writing this.
Yes.
And you're an author, so you could wordsmith the shit out of that and make it super sexy. Woo, girl. Your husband's one lucky man.
Dude, poor guy, honestly. Sometimes he probably wishes I wasn't a romance author for that reason.
All right, now this is where your husband makes an appearance over your shoulder. I promise my wife does not make me do anything that I don't want to do.
Blink twice if you're okay.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And I am a willing participant in all of this. I love my wife.
Yes. Blink twice if you need help.
My balls are happy that they are drained all the time.
So that would make him blush like crazy.
Oh god, I love it.
Is he shy?
He can be. It depends on the setting for sure.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yes, you don't bring him on. We're going to make him blush.
Oh yeah, don't bring him around us. We'll make him blush real hard.
Yeah.
No, he filters don't filter.
Yes. He would vibe with it for sure, but then like initially he'd be giving you like the shy, like looking down smile.
Oh, stop.
You
know? That's so cute.
Yeah. Yes. Does he read your scenes out loud? Or does he just like
be persuaded to do so?
You said you screenshot it, so like obviously he reads it, but he's just like Oh, like pushing himself or like
literally I'm on my computer. I just like screenshot it and text it to him because I have an iPhone, iMac and iPhone or whatever. So they're connected. And then he'll come in the door a few minutes later. He's like, what's up?
Trying to fuck?
I see what you did there.
Does he ever just walk in and be like, you trying to fuck?
yeah, for sure.
I feel like that's such a dude response.
Because he's a gamer. I don't know if you guys, like, know, but that's, like, the
main heaven, right? Shut up. That's so cute. Yeah. So, like, while you're holed up in your...
Oh, what?
Go ahead. I was going to say, while you're holed up in your writing cave, he's over here playing, like, killing people for fun.
Exactly. Call of Duty. What he's doing right now, whenever we are done here, I'm going to read my book. I'm reading Bride right now by Allie Hazelwood.
Oh, tell me how that is.
I don't do spooky things, like, at all.
No.
No, it freaks me out. I don't like to be scared. It's not a fun feeling. I wouldn't be happy, damn it.
I don't do scary.
As I'm getting horny at all times.
That's fair. As I'm over here reading, like, horror.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the dark baby of the trio.
I love it.
As far as horror related, Nicole and I share a love of dark romance.
Yeah. I like it, too, a lot, actually. I don't get to read as much as I used to, unfortunately.
Nicole, what happened?
What are you doing?
My phone was dying.
Oh, you had to plug in.
Put her in my...
Oh, shit, I'm at 3%. I probably should plug in, too.
Give us a sign-off so we have an official one, then.
All right, y'all, that is a wrap for tonight's chaos. Lauren, thank you for coming and joining us. You meshed well with our chaos.
Thank you. We appreciate the
reciprocated energy.
Yes.
Lauren dropped all of her socials, so make sure you give her a like, follow, download her books, read her books, give her reviews, buy her books from her website.
Give her all the love.
All love, because she deserves it. She's the best. Aww. Hopefully we can have you on again.
Yeah.
I definitely want to have you on when Archer's book releases.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we're going to have a lot to unpack there, ma'am. But anyways, be sure to like, follow, support us as well. And yeah. Oh,
but more content coming. We just don't know.
But we also don't know what book we're going to do next. I think it's a toss up between
taking suggestions.
Book. Yeah, taking suggestions. And Butcher and Blackbird did win in the poll for Aaron's first dark romance. So whenever Aaron is ready to dive into that, maybe we can do a buddy read with Lauren.
Oh, maybe. Yes.
Buddy read with Lauren with Butcher and Blackbird. She hasn't read it either.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
I'm very worried, but like.
It's so, you can hold hands.
Skip through the roses together. Right. So, Butcher and Blackbird is the Aaron's first dark romance that we're going to be doing. So, that's to be determined when Aaron is mentally ready to handle that. So, you let us know, girly, as far as other book related content.
Aaron's mental health sucks.
No. You just need to be in a good headspace to dive into your first dark romance, especially when you read cute fluffy.
Oh, I'm crying again.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you cry.
And I'm rolling and help you through these insecurities.
Yeah. All right. But we are taking suggestions for our next book. We have none. So drop a line.
That's not true.
No, that's not true. We have plenty. We have too many to pick from. That's our problem.
All right.
But anyways, like, follow, leave us a rating and review. Stay chaotic, bitches. Bye.
Bye.